Hello, world. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Life Abroad with Peyton and Ko-chan.
Today, we bring to you our top three picks for date spots in Tokyo.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, two single boys talking about date spots in Tokyo. Don't worry, we've lived here for at least 15 years and we've had girlfriends before, so trust us when we say top three, okay? Well, why don't we go right into it? Coming in at number three, Ko-chan, what you got?
I chose Shin-Okubo.
Shin-Okubo, well, that's the Korean town of Japan,
yep,
isn't it?
Korean town. That's my go-to place for Korean food. And
yeah, of course.
Yeah, so the first thing that's nice about Shin-Okubo is that it's in a nice place. It's really close to Shinjuku, Harajuku, Shibuya, Ikebukuro, all those major stations. And
totally.
My like date plan would be like in the daytime at Ikebukuro, Harajuku, Shibuya, around those place. And then for dinner, we come to Shin-Okubo and we eat Korean food. I know some good Korean places.
Okay.
And it's really good, but it's really cheap. So.
Oh yeah, like these are like food stands, right? They're not like restaurants.
No, they're restaurants.
Oh, they are?
For dinner. I mean, they have like food stands too, but I'm talking about restaurants.
Yeah,
their foods are really good.
So then after that, you walk over to Kabukicho and then go to a Love Hotel and
maybe in the future.
Oh, so that might be part of the plan in the future. So
maybe
if you decide to date Ko-chan and he says we're going to Shin-Okubo,
watch out.
All right.
What about you?
Yeah, for number three, I have Kawagoe, which is in the outskirts of Tokyo, in the prefecture called Saitama. Yeah, so Kawagoe is known for like its street food.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So you have all these like little like snacks you can buy along the street, and it's nice because it's like the buildings reminisce you of like, you know, Edo style architecture. Yeah, that's what it's called, Koedo, like Little Edo District. That's what Kawagoe is known for, and it's like a 30-minute train ride from Ikebukuro, one of the major stations Ko-chan just mentioned. And the good thing about this place for couples is that there's this shrine, Hikawa Jinja.
That's the place. Okay.
Kawagoe Hikawa Jinja.
Ah.
Kawagoe Hikawa Shrine, and that shrine is said to bring together couples.
Romantic.
Yeah, I've been there once for that purpose, and then they have this little fortune thing where you like try to fish taite. I don't know, you try to like fish this fish, and inside there's like a paper fortune thing. It's really nice. And then if you go in the summer, they're open at night as well. So with the dark lights, it's super romantic. And then it's also known for its wind chimes, furin. So they have this furin no tonneru. Tonneru is not a tunnel, but like they have a lot of like wind chime decorations. They have a tunnel of emma. So these are like car wood blocks you write your wishes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's Kawagoe, that's the spot you want to go for a good date.
And then after that, you go back to Ikebukuro and then Love Hotel, right?
Hey, that was my line. Don't steal that. All right, what we got for number two?
I chose Odaiba.
Oh, really?
I had to put this in.
I mean, Odaiba. It's one of the best for sure. I'd have to agree.
So Odaiba is like the bayside. Tokyo's like doesn't have much ocean, but
It's the waterfront area.
Yeah, the waterfront area, and they have like a big mall. You can shop.
They have several malls out there.
Yeah, you can do like shopping. You buy stuff, eat stuff. I think you can just stay there for the whole day.
Oh, easily.
There's like an amusement park too, right?
Yeah. Tokyo Joy Police.
Yeah, I think we went there.
Yeah, we've been there once.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
It was a rainy day. Yeah, no, no. Odaiba's amazing on a rainy day too.
You can get, you can like stay inside and still have fun.
They even have the round one, which is like a sport activity leisure complex.
Yeah, so you can just play around for the daytime, eat dinner, maybe walk on the beach, romantic stuff.
100%. Well, I've actually also got a waterfront area for number two, which isn't Odaiba, actually. Well, I'm going to say number two is an area called Hamamatsucho. But I'm going to name two places right now that I'm going to include in this date plan. So first, you go to Tokyo Tower. And then you can walk over to like Hamamatsucho or like Takeshiba. Takeshiba, you're by the water. That's where the port is. If you want to take a ferry down to the southern islands of Ogasawara or like Oshima. But actually, okay, I just named two places in the same area. But actually, Takeshiba, they have this like really nice mall with this like free open space. And I love using that space for studying. So like I've gone on like study dates there
two times.
They have a really nice couch. They have free Wi-Fi. I mean, that's the most important part, right?
Right.
They even have like coffee, konbini nearby.
Sounds good. Sounds nice.
They have soft BGM, background music. Amazing place.
Makes you sleepy?
No. actually makes me focus there. And but like even if you don't go there for studying purposes, I mean the water's there. Tokyo Tower is walking distance. You have good restaurants there as well. There's a park right by the feet of Tokyo Tower called Shibakoen.
I've been there.
Yeah. So that area is really nice for a date, I'd say.
I agree.
Right. Then.
Number one.
Gold medal for
gold medal.
Ho-chan.
Mine's Tokyo Disney Resort. Yay!
Why did I not think of that?
I mean, it's outside of Tokyo, but you know, it's technically Tokyo, so.
I mean, you don't have to state the obvious. It's Disneyland.
Yeah. If I go more specific, there's Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea in Japan, but.
Wait. So which one are you? Are you a land person or a sea person?
If I go for a date, I'll go to sea. Disney Sea.
Yeah, sea is better for dates.
Yeah. Sea is like more romantic. I think it's made more for adults. And land is more for like kids.
It's more for the playful heart, you know?
So I would go to Disney Sea. Technically, I've never dated at Disney Sea yet, but...
Oh.
Once I have a girlfriend, I want to go there for dates.
Ladies, if you want a guy to go to Disneyland with or Disney Sea with, Ko-chan is it.
And also, I love Disney. That also makes me want to go there, personally.
See, the reason why I didn't put Disneyland in my top three is because I'm not a big Disney person.
And I assume you don't like to line up.
You're right.
And you can't ride roller coasters.
Actually, I'm okay.
What?
I'm okay.
Oh, really?
I mean, I can't deal with Fuji-Q level roller coasters, but like Disneyland, I think I'd be fine now.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I got my first round pick for date spots in Tokyo, and this, well, I mean, the idea got stolen by Ko-chan earlier, but Odaiba comes into number one.
Yeah, Odaiba's the best.
There's every spot there you want for a date. Oh, and they even have Team Lab borderless.
Oh yeah, I've never been there. I've seen a lot of Instagram posts.
I mean, personally, I didn't like that place just because like, I don't know, I just don't like closed spaces. Okay. And like, there's just too many people. So like, personally, it was not fun, but honestly, I mean it's definitely a place you should go once.
If you're with your girlfriend, it's like mostly fun anywhere you go, but you can have fun.
I was there with my girlfriend, but like, I was like...
Okay.
Anyways, but like, yeah, as I said earlier, there's round one. There's so much shopping you can do. So many, there's even a food court. They have nice restaurants as well. They have this terrace seats and tables.
Ah.
Like in the shopping malls.
Mm.
And you can look out onto the Rainbow Bridge, which lights up at night. Spoiler alert, it's not rainbow, but.
Isn't it rainbow?
No, it's not.
The light becomes rainbow, right?
No, it's usually just like a glowing white or. Oh. Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just passed it on a bus just recently, but no, but like the night view out into the ocean towards central Tokyo.
Yeah, that's nice.
I know, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, walking by the beach, there's also a park. It's actually quiet out in Odaiba.
Mm, that's also nice. Yeah, it's really quiet. There's a lot of couples. They're also looking for romance, so they're all quiet.
Yeah, it's definitely a quieter scene than compared to, say, like Shibuya or Shinjuku, because like those places, you just get those loud crowds after like drinking. You don't get any of that in Odaiba. It's so nice.
I agree. But the only thing is, it's a bit far, you know. If you go by train,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, you like trains, but you know. If you like don't like transportation.
Actually that area is nice for a drive too though.
Yeah, if you can drive, I think it's really nice.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a bit far. That's the only thing.
Who cares, man? It's for your girl.
I guess so, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Not like every day.
I mean, hey, Disneyland is actually kind of far. If you
I know, but you don't go there often. You just go there like...
Well, I don't even go to Odaiba that often.
I know, yeah. I guess we agree on Odaiba's the best date spot.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, hey, Tokyo's got these hundreds of different neighborhoods, but these are our top three picks for going for a day out, a night out. Mm. I mean, there's so many neighborhoods in Tokyo, like each of them have a different taste. That's what makes me love Tokyo.
Yeah. There's so much thing to do.
Mm.
I lived here 19 years, but I haven't done most of the things I can do, so.
Exactly, like, man, I feel like I need to see more of Japan before I see the world, you know?
Yeah.
Especially during COVID, when you can't go to other countries, you just have to stay in your own country and do stuff.
Hmm, true.
Yeah, well, next time maybe we can get an update on our love lives.
Yeah, hopefully.
See who wins the race of getting a girlfriend first.
Love is not a race.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Ko-chan's swiping away on Tinder every now and then, so.
Swiping away.
God damn it.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah, be sure to share this podcast with your buddies, especially if they speak Japanese, because we air Japanese episodes most of the time. Well, thanks for listening, and see you in the next one.